Now, Downton Abbey is a show that might seem at first blush a little bit like a strange hit, but it's become incredibly popular, obviously, in Britain, North America, everywhere. What do you think it is about the show that has responded, people have responded to so strongly?
I think I can only reflect back to when I first read the script, the initial script, and I couldn't put it down. And by the end of reading that first episode, I had in my head sort of 18 very vivid characters who, even if I didn't like all of them, I was interested in them and I wanted to know what happened to them next. And I can only assume that that emotion, if you like, has translated through production onto the screen and to the audience. That, I mean, the number of people I've met who said that they, you know, bought the box set or whatever and sat down to watch maybe one episode and have still been there 5 hours later because they've become hooked and want to you know, continue with the story. So I think that's possibly what it is.
But weren't you surprised? I mean, it's a costume drama, really. Like, were you surprised at all that someone wanted to make another one? There's been Upstairs, Downstairs. There'd been all sorts of other ones. Why is this one different, I guess?
I think really, yes. I mean, I think one of the reasons that the producers took it to ITV, the commercial network in the UK, was that the BBC, which traditionally makes such excellent costume dramas, I think there was a feeling that you know, there'd been a surfeit of these sorts of shows, and really, lots of people were saying the age of the costume drama is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hilariously, it spawned all sorts of other ideas from currently in the UK, you know, shows like Mr. Selfridge and. You know, there's been other off spins, so
Parades
to speak.
End in the same, even in the, a little bit, or
yeah, and in the same way that, you know, 10 years ago when shows like Rome were on, there suddenly was a lot of sword and sandals projects going around. so we got lucky. I think probably what's different about it is that, and Julian Fellowes, who writes every episode, has said himself his favourite shows over the years have been Coronation Street, a British soap, and The West Wing, which of course has that tremendously fast pace. Action. And so I think a combination of those elements are filtered in. And so there's the element of soap, there's the, you know, multi-stranded storylines, great pace to it, and characters that, even if you get bored of one, there's another one along in about 32 seconds.
I hadn't thought about the West Wing thing, but of course with the Abbey, there's all those rooms and conversations as people are going through them. I'm going to have to go back and rewatch with that in mind. Now,
yeah, not quite so many walk and talks, but, you know, hustle and bustle.
Definitely.
Segment 1.
Now, Downton Abbey is a show that might seem at first blush a little bit like a strange hit, but it's become incredibly popular, obviously, in Britain, North America, everywhere. What do you think it is about the show that has responded, people have responded to so strongly?
I think I can only reflect back to when I first read the script, the initial script, and I couldn't put it down. And by the end of reading that first episode, I had in my head sort of 18 very vivid characters who, even if I didn't like all of them, I was interested in them and I wanted to know what happened to them next. And I can only assume that emotion, if you like, has translated through production onto the screen and to the audience.
Segment 2.
I mean, the number of people I've met who said that they, you know, bought the box set or whatever and sat down to watch maybe one episode and have still been there 5 hours later because they've become hooked and want to you know, continue with the story. So I think that's possibly what it is.
But weren't you surprised? I mean, it's a costume drama, really. Like, were you surprised at all that someone wanted to make another one? There's been Upstairs, Downstairs. There'd been all sorts of other ones. Why is this one different, I guess?
I think really, yes. I mean, I think one of the reasons that the producers took it to ITV, the commercial network in the UK, was that the BBC, which traditionally makes such excellent costume dramas, I think there was a feeling that, you know, there'd been a surfeit of these sorts of shows. And really, lots of people were saying the age of the costume drama is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Segment 3.
Well, hilariously, it spawned all sorts of other ideas from currently in the UK, you know, shows like Mr. Selfridge and, you know, there's been other off spins. So
Parades
end
in the same, even in the, a little bit, or?
Yeah, and in the same way that, you know, 10 years ago when... when shows like Rome were on, there suddenly was a lot of sword and sandals projects going around. So we got lucky. I think probably what's different about it is that then Julian Fellowes, who writes every episode, has said himself his favourite shows over the years have been Coronation Street, a British soap, and The West Wing, which of course has that tremendously fast-paced action.
Segment 4.
And so I think a combination of those elements are filtered in. And so there's the element of soap, there's the multi-stranded storylines, great pace to it, and characters that even if you get bored of one, there's another one along in about 32 seconds.
I hadn't thought about the West Wing thing, but of course with the Abbey, there's all those rooms and conversations as people are going through them. I'm going to have to go back and rewatch with that in mind.
Now, yeah, not quite so many walk and talks, but, hustle and bustle.
Definitely.